Alaska Native leaders are in Washington, D.C. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, they're advocating for federal help to deal with the effects of climate change.
The thawing permafrost in Shishmaref is having a harsh effect on the community of less than 600 people. Land is eroding away at a rapid clip, falling year after year, chunk by chunk, into the Chukchi Sea. Village leaders need to relocate the entire population. Stanley Toktu is the president of the Shishmaref IRA Council.
It'd be better to move sooner because, you know, we can't tell what the next storm will bring, because the westerly, northwesterly storm, we're going to get nailed hard this time. Every time we get out that direction, we get nailed.
Toktu is worried that relocating the village will also erode the traditional culture, with residents opting to move to Kotzebue or Nome instead. He's in Washington, D.C., asking Alaska's congressional delegation for money. Toktu says he's also looking to the state for help. Stanley Tom, the tribal administrator for Nutuk, is also in Washington, D.C., lobbying for federal help for his village relocation, also because of climate change. He says he's been promised money for years for roads and an airport, but nothing has materialized. So Nutuk is looking to private business for help.
So we're excited to have to get the funding any way we can, besides federal and state. You know, I think private sector will be a very beneficial to my tribe, so it wouldn't be regulated like the state and federal government.
Tom did not say which businesses the village is negotiating with or what specifically they do. He expects to have more details available in the next couple of weeks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.